الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are in a very, very blessed period of our Islamic year. And in fact, Allah has blessed us with such an honorable Islamic year. And we should try and bring this in our lives to do our things, especially our personal religious things, according to Islamic calendar. So our year starts with Muharram. And Muharram, one of the root words of it is of ihtiram, respect and honor. So it shows that if a person starts his life with this respect and honor for the whole year, there will be, inshallah, that greatness that will come. Consequently, we see that it is the month of Muharram that we start off with, then the month of Safar, which really means empty our hearts of all negative beliefs. Lot of wrong beliefs are held by people with regard to the month of Safar. A person should empty his heart, and then he will be able to benefit from the great and honorable months of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, which are the months of spring, the spring in a person's life. When you are pure and clean, it is the month in which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world and gave the world the season of spring forever and ever. Not a spring that gets finished in a few months' time. And we all know how we enjoy the season of spring. When the trees start blossoming, the grass becomes green, the fragrance in the gardens, in the air, so that continuous is given. Then preparation for more of our in Jamadiul Ula and Jamadiul Ukhra. Then the month of Rajab comes, in which Allah blessed us with the great gift of Namaz of Salat. Such a great gift that this was the one thing that Allah did not give it on the earth, but called our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Arsh in Mi'raj and handed over this great gift of Salat at the Arsh for us, for the whole Ummah. Then the month of Ramadan, Shaban comes, which is cleansing and purifying. The 15th of Ramadan, Shaban, is a month of purifying and cleansing, because we're going into a great, great occasion of the month of Ramadan, in which we have to take the great, great blessings of Allah Ta'ala. We just complete the month of Ramadan and the first of Shawwal. All of us are happy, it's Eid's day. But the real joy is for the lovers of Allah Ta'ala that the season has started, the season of Hajj, which the Arabs still today talk a lot about Mawsim, season. We get happy for December season, money-making season. They get happy with the season of Hajj. Now a person, after all this, Allah calls him to his house, to Baytullah, to visit Allah Ta'ala. For example, you propose to a girl, everything is done, now the day comes when she's coming to your house. What enjoyment don't you get? Much, much more greater than this is when a person have prepared himself properly and he goes for Hajj. And we know how many Hajjis are gone. Our family members, people from our community, our friends, and really our heart should be attached to Makkah Sharif at this occasion. Just like if there's a wedding in a family and a close family, and you were going to attend, but you fell ill, you could not go. While lying in bed, your mind and thoughts will be there with the wedding all the time. You'll be making phone calls from your bed, whether you're in hospital also. How's things going? You are excited about the wedding. This is the greatest wedding, where the person, so to say, gets married to Allah. He meets Allah Ta'ala. It's a change in his life. Just like wedding is a change in a person's life. A girl that was with her parents all along, Now she has gone to her husband's place. Her whole life has changed now. For the boy, he was single. Whatever he had to do, he didn't have to think much. Just worry about himself. Now he's got great responsibility. So the Hajj also is such an occasion that a complete change, if we prepare ourselves correctly and we live our life during the year as we're supposed to, we will enjoy this Hajj. And not only those who are going for Hajj, we who are far away, but our hearts will be there. And really that is the spirit that is required. And each one should think of ourselves. Are we thinking about the Hajj? Are we making dua for the Hajjis, for everything that goes well for the whole Ummah? If not, then we should check ourselves up. We have got a very weak contact with Islam and with the places and the events of Islam. Like if there is a wedding and you are not even interested, you couldn't go, but you're not interested also. It shows you haven't got feeling for the family. So if we haven't got any thought, we are not making dua for the Hajjis, our thoughts are not going there, that it's our weak affiliation to Islam and to one of the greatest principles, the completing principle of Islam, Hajj, it shows a weak affiliation. And if that is the case, we should remedy it. Because it's very important that we should be connected with Islam, with the greatest markaz and center of Islam, Baytullah, Makkah Sharif. Our hearts should be always connected to there. And those people who are there for Hajj, but if they are more worried about the commentary and sports at home, about the politics at home, about other things, it's a weak, weak sign that we are there and we are more worried about what's happening at home. And fortunate is that person who may be far away from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, but his heart is there. He's thinking about it. He's making dua. Very fortunate is that person. May Allah make us all amongst those. So with regard to this honorable occasion which is now taking place, we know Hajjis are gone. Almost all are gone. Maybe some are still going, but the time of Hajj is here already. With regard to which Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna awwala baytu wudhi'a lin-nas," the very first house that was placed for mankind, for the benefit of mankind, not lil muslimin, not only for the Muslims, not lil mu'mineen, not only for the believers, lil nas, for the whole of mankind, for the great benefit of mankind. The world, we are all benefiting from this world, the wind, the air, we are earning, we are having our houses, everything. This will be as long as Kaaba Sharif is there. When close to Qiyamah, Kaaba will be destroyed. When Kaaba will be destroyed, the whole festival, the wedding is over, the tents are pulled down, the world will come to an end. So it is this Kaaba and the occupation of the Kaaba, which is the tawaf, the namaz, the ibadah, the zikr that is carrying on, that is the benefit of mankind. Sometimes in our short understanding or misunderstanding, we think that the people who have given us cell phones, fax machines, computers, beautiful houses, construction companies, they have done a great favor, good roads, aeroplanes, etc. But the real benefit of the world is the person who maintains deen. It comes clearly in the hadith, as long as there is one person left in the world to say Allah, the whole system of the world will carry on. The barakat of the infrastructure of the whole world is not by outwardly what we see, but the spirit which is inside, and that is the name of Allah. So when Allah's name is so great, then La ilaha illallah, then the Hajj and all the ibadah that we are making, all that, how much won't it give life into the world? So this is that great house where the barakat, whatever comes down in the world for blessings, descends on Kaaba Sharif. From there it's distributed to all the masajid in the world. Those who frequent the masajid, who come for namazes, five times namaz, everyone gets a share from here. Therefore, whenever we go out of the masjid, try and avoid making our little groups and talking outside. We are losing what we earned. Go directly home. Go directly to the business. What we have earned at rahmat and barakat, take it to the house. And then we will see the goodness that comes in our homes. the fights will go away, sicknesses will go away, problems, financial problems will go away. But when we lose, we know, for example, in December time, coming close to December now already, the crooks are also getting alerted. They know there is money floating around. People are going to the banks, making deposits, withdrawing. They also alerted. So especially like now, shaitan is also alerted. The people have come to the masjid and they are acquiring great, great value. We are perhaps so short-sighted. We are worried of our paper money. That is important to us. Our jewelry, our other possessions, our car, etc. Shaitan is so shrewd. He knows the greatest and most expensive commodity, and that is our iman and our amal. He doesn't rob us of our money. That's got no value. He knows it's got no. He wants to rob us of our iman and our amal. And what spiritually we have collected, that is what he wants to rob us. So Allah gives so much in the month of Ramadan. Today, now, Jum'ah time. So let us not waste it outside where we stand around. Like somebody said very nicely, don't join the PPC. What is the PPC? Pavement Panchayat Club. The outside pavement panchayat club. And there's only one requirement you need in your CV to join the PPC. And that is agarbatti. You take out your cigarette, you start smoking and you start talking. Inevitably, you fall into backbiting, into slandering. And that is how shaitan is robbing you. You earn by backbiting, you depositing in your enemy's account. Whatever you earned is being transferred to him. Which stupid person will be there who works hard to earn, and when he goes to the bank, he don't deposit in his account, he deposits in his enemy's account. So let us not lose out like this. So anyway, this is that house where, yeah, in our masjid there is so much barakat. What of the Kaaba, the haram of Makkah Sharif? So Allah says, "Inna awwala baytu wadhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Makkah." The one that is in Makkah, in Makkah Sharif. Mubarakan wa hudan lil alameen. Allah is saying it is the place of all barakat. And that barakat from there is distributed to all the masajid. But those who are present, how much barakat are they getting? And it is hidayat. It is, you get your guidance. If you're going somewhere and you haven't got directions, how worried are you? You have to make it. I've only got 5 minutes to reach there. Very important appointment. You were 6 months out of job. Now you got appointment, an interview for a job. You have to make it. Somebody just gives you guidance. Go like this, you will be there. You reach there 2 minutes before time. How much shukr you don't make. The house of Allah is hidayat, not for a job. It is hidayat, it is guidance, not in order to get a house or to get the car you wanted, your dream car, but it is hidayat to get to Jannat. Perpetual, eternal bliss and enjoyment. That there, the people of Jannat will say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi azhaba anna al-hazan. That all worry has been taken away. We don't appreciate really this worry. Every one of us sitting here, we have got worries. I can get paralyzed. I can get robbed. My wife might just walk out on me. My wife becomes so sick. All these things are happening. All the time we are worried. This must not happen to me. I'm doing this deal. I mustn't go wrong. The deal mustn't turn sour. All the time we have got worries. We are not at ease at any time. Just imagine the ni'mat of Jannat. You will have no worry. There is no sickness can come to you. You're not going to die. You're not going to become paralyzed. No crooks in Jannat. One of the great ni'mats of Jahannam. One of the great ni'mats of Jahannam is all the bad guys are put there. Otherwise, if there was no Jahannam and the bad guys are in Jannat robbing you and holding you up and coming into your house at night, what Jannat should it have been? So Allah put them all one side. And so what a great ni'mat, just this one ni'mat, you'll have no worry. It's a big, big ni'mat. In this world, people can say, I got no worry, but everyone has got worry. Next moment, what can happen? We are worried all the time. You walk out of your house, what can happen? All the time. Jannat, every worry will be taken away. So this is that house which is giving us guidance, your GPS, to reach Jannat. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. It is not reserved and kept only for the Muslims. Allah is Allah, Rabbul Alameen. He didn't keep this only for the Muslims, للعالمين, for the whole world. In other words, everyone is invited. Everyone can accept. Now come into the fold of Islam, and those who are in the fold of Islam, we are in the fold of Islam. Now bring Islam in your life. How beautifully Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatum, great Mufti of Pakistan, explained, everyone wants Islam to be alive in the world. I want Islam in my house. I want Islam in my town. Everything must be according to everyone's desire. So he says, it's so simple. You don't need a big budget for it. You don't need an army to get it done. You don't need big offices and computers. Every person is a country of his own. If we just think of this example, every person individually is a whole country of his own, which has got many provinces. The province of the brains, the province of the eyes, the province of the tongue, province of the heart, all different hands, legs, so many provinces. And you yourself, you are the lifelong president. You don't have to go and get votes to become the president. You don't have to go and lie to people and promise, all make false promises to get votes. You are lifelong president. You won't have to change after 5 years, new president. You yourself are the president of your country for the whole life. And you don't have to campaign for votes or anything, canvas. You are the life. And you got no opposition in your parliament also. You're the only one. So when that is the case, and you want Islam in the whole world, you bring Islam in your eyes, who see according to what Islam commands. You bring Islam in your brains, think according to how Islam wants. You bring Islam in your tongue, speak how Islam wants us to. In your hands, legs, your actions, let them confirm what Islam. And if everyone does this without any big war, without a big budget, without big buildings, without offices, Islam is in the whole world. So this is that hidayat which Allah is giving us. If we prepare ourselves and we become the true Haji, wallah, I say, while you are traveling for Hajj, hidayat will be spreading. When you are there, hidayat will be. When you are returning, hidayat will be. But if we are there, we don't even go for our five times namazes. We are more worried of the food in the hotels. I mustn't be late, etc. We don't observe the laws of Allah as far as our eyes are concerned, etc. Then how will Islam come? If you don't bring Islam in your life, today you say nobody listens, you listen. Why are you worried of the next person? You listen and you bring Islam in your life. If the others don't want to listen, that's their problem. Yeah? But you listen and you'll see Islam will come alive. So this is that beautiful occasion of Hajj. Mubarakun hudal lil alameen. Fihi ayatum bayyinat. And Allah has kept open, clear signs of his existence, of his qudrat and his power, of his benevolence and his kindness. Alameen for the whole world. Amongst them, which is present till today, Maqam-e-Ibrahim. Unfortunately, for those of us who don't prepare, we think Maqam-e-Ibrahim is that beautiful glass casing. That is Maqam-e-Ibrahim. That is not Maqam-e-Ibrahim. That is just to preserve the rock, rough, raw rock, which is inside and which has got imprinted on it the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And this we have to learn that history. We see the Kaaba Sharif, how big it is. You a man, how small he is. Kaaba is so big. How did Ibrahim alayhi salam build that Kaaba? How did he? No scaffolding in those days. No lifts or anything of that sort. How did he build it? Because this Maqam Ibrahim, which is the Qudrat of Allah, he stood on this rock. And as he wanted to go up, it was his elevator. It was his scaffolding. He would move up to that level, place the rocks, build the Kaaba. When he wants to come down, he comes down again. So it is to take a lesson of the unlimited qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala. There are many things which are impossible for us, but for Allah, there is absolutely nothing that is impossible. For example, all of us see with our eyes. Somebody has got brown eyes, somebody has got green eyes, blue eyes. But with which part of the eye do we see? With the pupil. the middle part, the center part, and everyone's pupil is black. See Allah's Qudrat, in black He kept light. That is the Qudrat of Allah. In black is darkness, you can't see. But in the blackness Allah kept the light. The same way this world is round, we all know. Almost round. And there is the bottom part of the world, Cape Town, America, South America, Australia, etc. At the bottom there is the sea also. In a glass of water, the bottom has got glass, so the water doesn't fall out from the bottom. If you turn the glass, the water will fall out. But at the sea, I'm sure everyone has gone to the sea. Did we ever see there's some glass holding the water up at the bottom? Or there is a plastic or something, absolutely nothing. But there one drop of water fall out. Whose Qudrat is this? The people who are on the top of the world, they are walking with their legs at the bottom, their heads on top. The cars, the wheels are at the bottom, the bodies on top, trains, buses, everything. But at the bottom, the legs are on top. And the heads are at the bottom. But did we ever see, everyone tell you, you must watch tonight's TV program. You'll see in Cape Town people are walking upside down. In Australia people are walking upside down. The buses are moving up. It is like that. But Allah shows it the other way. This is the Qudrat of Allah. So in the Kaaba, the Hajj occasion is to see the great Qudrat of the water of Zamzam there. The Safa Marwa there. All the great signs of Allah. This is what a person, and his iman has to go comparatively from 0 to 100 when a person makes Hajj. This is those days that Allah has given. We must make dua. All who have gone for Hajj, this is the type of Hajj they come back with. That they can't stop speaking of the mercy of Allah, of the Qudrat of Allah, of the kindness of Allah. But what we speak about, which hotel we stayed, that the agent gave us a lot of problems, that we had this problem, that problem. No, those are not the things to speak about. We didn't see what we were supposed to see. Many of us, when we come home, we'll open the bags, and now all this gadget, that electronic gadget, somebody will think we went to China for Hajj, or we went to Dubai for Hajj, with all the presents. What we the least, the most that we come with Zamzam and Khajur. No, the real thing was to see this Qudrat of Allah and the existence of Allah, and you bubbling over, you can't stop speaking of it. Though these are this great occasion Allah has given us. Inshallah, tonight we will speak on this, the 10 days of Zul Hijjah and the Qurbani. What a great ibadat Allah has given us, which is coming now. We'll try and elaborate on that. May Allah bless us with the reality of all these things and make us sincere and true Muslims, and let us benefit from this great, great jewel and pearl of Islam, which Allah has given it to us free of charge. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.